This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3187 for Tuesday, the 20th of October 2020. Today's show is entitled Ansible for Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. It is hosted by Norrist and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is how I use Ansible to configure my OpenBSD router.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Going to talk about how I use Ansible to configure my home router's DHCP and DNS servers. I use Ansible a lot, both at home and at work. This is not going to be an Ansible tutorial, but I want to show you an example of one way I use Ansible at home. If you are looking for an automation tool, Ansible is a great place to start. DHCP is a convenient way to make network administration easy. Most devices will try to use DHCP when they first connect to a network. A working DHCP setup means devices, when they are first plugged into the network, will just work. DHCP becomes inconvenient when you want devices to have a known static IP address. It is difficult to run a service on a network if the address of the service is unknown or keeps changing. DHCP can be configured to give a specific IP address to a host based on the host's MAC address. Static DHCP assignment solves the problem of running servers with DHCP assigned addresses. Some DHCP servers, like DNS Mask, will combine DHCP with a DNS resolver. I use OpenBSD as my home router. DNS Mask is available on OpenBSD as a package, but I prefer, where possible, to use what comes with the BSD base install. So I use Ansible to configure OpenBSD's included DHCP server and DNS resolver. The DHCP configuration requires the host's MAC address and the desired IP address. The DNS configuration requires the IP address and the host name. I keep the host data in a CSV file, one host per line with the MAC address, IP address, and host name. I'll have an example of the CSV file in the show notes. I have multiple subnets in my home network, and I have a CSV file per subnet. I use an Ansible template for the DHCP and DNS config files. The template takes the data, loops through it, and creates configuration entries for each line in the CSV file. The OpenBSD base install includes Unbound as a caching DNS resolver and NSD as an authoritative DNS server. I use local.lan as a domain name for my local network, and Ansible builds the zone file for local.lan. The zone file contains the A record entries for the host on the network. Unbound runs on the normal DNS port 53, and forwards requests for local.lan to NSD, which I run on port 8053. The Ansible playbook I use to set up NSD and DHCPD will be included in the show notes. I won't read the entire playbook, but I will walk through what the playbook is doing. The first few lines of the playbook tell Ansible what hosts to run on and initiates the task list. In this case, I normally run this Ansible job on the OpenBSD server, so the host is set to localhost. The playbook starts by reading the CSV files using the Ansible CSV module. The CSV tasks specify what file to read, the field names that are in the CSV file, and the name of the variable that will hold all the data that's read in. In addition to the CSV files for the DHCP host, I also have a CSV file for hosts that have statically assigned addresses. Most of the entries in this list are for either the OpenBSD server itself or for my FreeBSD server and its jails. The next task is to create the DHCPD config file using the Ansible template module. The task contains the name of the source template, the path to the file that will be built from the template, and a command to validate the config before overwriting the DHCPD config file. A quick note about the validate command and how it works. Ansible first creates the templated file in a temporary directory. If you have a validate command in the task, Ansible will run that command on the remote server against the temp file. If the validate command returns an error, Ansible stops and doesn't overwrite the destination file. In this case, Ansible runs dhcpd-nc%s. The %s is a macro that points to the temporary file. Whenever possible, I recommend using a validate command with Ansible tasks. You'll see another example of validate in the next task. Other times I use validate is when I'm modifying Apache configs or etc sudoers. I'll walk through quick the DHCP config file and how it's built. It starts with setting the options for the domain name and the DNS servers. Then there's a configuration block for each subnet. Inside the subnet block are options for the DHCP range. Requests from hosts that are not specifically listed in the DHCP config will be assigned addresses in the defined range. To prevent warnings in the logs, I keep the static assignments outside the defined range. Next in the subnet configuration block is the template loop that uses the data from the CSV files. Ansible uses the Jinja templating engine. You'll recognize the syntax if you've used Jinja before. I won't read the Jinja code, but the basics are to loop through the data from the CSV files, then using the field names defined in the CSV steps, substitute host.fieldname for the data that will go in the template. There will be an example of the rendered DHCP output in the show notes, as well as the full DHCPD config template. The next section of the Ansible playbook is to create the DNS zone file. The zone file template creates an A record for each host in the CSV data. The zone file template and a sample of the rendered A records will also be in the show notes. The final steps in the playbook are to restart DHCPD and NSD. Unbound, which forwards a request to NSD, is also restarted to clear its cache. And now, finally, the easy part, run the playbook to apply the configs with the command ansible-playbook and then the path to the playbook file. I hope this was useful and gives you some ideas about how you can use Ansible. Please leave any questions in the comment section, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.